The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday. It's January 3rd, 2012, as we're marching along to the new year. And I don't know how many of you realize, but January has been proclaimed National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. I believe this was a proclamation issued a couple of years ago by President Barack Obama, according to our next two guests, Nanette Ward and Deb Hume. Welcome back
Thank
to Radio
you,
Friends.
Thank you, Paul.
And you're both here talking about the Stop Human Trafficking Coalition. And we've discussed this on this program several times in the past. And every time you come on and share stories with me, I say the same thing to you. It's so hard to believe that this is going on where we live. But you're here today to talk about how we can prevent human trafficking and slavery. So how do we do that?
And actually, your point about not realize or hard to believe that that's exactly one of the points that people can do is to educate themselves in terms of preventing. If you don't know that it exists and you don't know what it looks like, what the stories and experiences are, then you can't really prevent it. So that is actually one of the important things to educate
I need
themselves.
To correct my ignorance on the subject of that. Well, that's what it is. It
yes.
is because we're living in a cocoon somewhat, not realizing that this is going on around us. Mm-hmm. We need to lift the shades on it.
Well,
so
yes.
how do we educate ourselves that way?
There's lots on the internet, and there are books to read. There's videos. They can come to a coalition meeting, which actually is tomorrow, January 4th. We meet monthly at Parkade Center at 5:45, and you can come to a group here locally and begin to learn and understand some things.
So tomorrow evening at 5:45 mm-hmm. at the Parkade Center,
downstairs in a meeting room. It's open to the public.
Anybody that wants to come
yes.
can
anybody.
Come,
right?
And educate yourself
yes.
on this.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a list of resources, films, books, websites mm-hmm. that we can provide for people if they email help at stophumantraffickingmo.com. We happily provide
okay,
that list.
You email that?
Help at stophumantraffickingmo.com.
That's all you need.
Right. Yes.
Help, spell the word out, help mm-hmm. at stophumantraffickingmo.com. Human trafficking.
M-O.
For Missouri.
Mo.
And the website is the same. Just you don't even need the www. Just stophumantraffickingmo.com, and you can go to the website.
Okay. So we talk about educating ourselves.
Yes.
What are some of the things that we need to know?
That what we purchase and what we demand has an impact on human trafficking. I'm going to talk a little bit about demand in terms of the commercial exploitation of children in the sex industry, that if that demand wasn't there for prostitution, for pornography, that a great deal of human trafficking would stop. If we weren't buying those services, if no one wanted those things, then half the problem would be solved.
And we've got that in central Missouri.
We've got that everywhere in the world, but it's here in central Missouri as well.
With children.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Nanette, some ways we can stop demand in terms of the purchasing power that we have?
We talked a little bit about that last time we were on, but if you just pick one item that you want to purchase slave-free, there are lots of places locally that you can buy slave-free products, the Mustard Seed downtown and some other places, the Peace Nook, whether it's just maybe Mother's Day, purchase the gift, or Valentine's Day, buy slave-free
chocolate. So how does somebody know that the clothes that you're purchasing or the items that you're purchasing?
Again, the internet is a great resource. You can search different companies and find out if they have, you know, Dunn Brothers.
But a company is not going to say, yes, we employ slaves.
Well, if you do fair trade products, and then you'll find out places and products that you can purchase. You can even find things. I want to promote our local shops, but there are things online that you can purchase that are fair trade. And just also becoming a member of the coalition, supporting it through your involvement and making a donation, because a coalition is very much involved in providing funds that provide survivors who are in our area with some very direct and specific needs to move on to a healthy life.
Can you give us an idea of how many survivors we have in the Central Missouri area?
Not specifically in the Central Missouri area, mostly just to protect their privacy, but in the western half of the state, over 130 people have been identified in the last 4 years.
Those are just prosecuted cases, so we know there's
more. When you say the western half of the state, from Columbia
on to Kansas City. Yeah, the Western Judicial District.
And over 150?
130 survivors have been assisted, and those are just federally prosecuted cases. We've assisted people who haven't gone to law enforcement, who haven't chosen to prosecute their case, but have gotten out of a trafficking situation.
Have you ever personally come across someone that you suspect is being used in an inappropriate manner?
You talked about the person coming to your door.
Yes,
recently.
There was a young man came to my door right before Christmas selling
this year?
Yes, selling poetry. He was selling a little book of poetry that he said he wrote, and there was just something vulnerable about him. And I asked him, you know, was he working for someone? Was he with anyone else? And he pointed to another young man across the street. It was kind of a sales crew set up. And the National Human Trafficking Hotline suggests that there are abuses going on in sales crews around the country. And so I asked him, gave him the number that he could contact if there was any exploitation going on there. But
You don't know.
I don't know for sure that was, and I don't know whether he'll call.
But that's part of the prevention, is to be aware of that vulnerability and people who are at risk, and ways that trafficking exists and places that trafficking exists.
So what is the telephone number? Somebody listening to us today or watching us on the internet feels that they want to get involved, or they want to pass this information on to someone they feel may be being exploited. Mm-hmm. What's the phone number to call?
It's a toll-free number. 1-888-3737-888. Easy to remember.
Okay. 1-888-3737-888.
And of course, they can send an email, and we can also support.
To the coalition as well.
And before we leave, we have one event that
sure,
we want to make sure, because of this, recognizing this month being National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month, on January 22nd. It's a Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Columbia Public Library in the Friends Room. We have some youth involved, because that's part of the prevention, is the at-risk age group is our teens. So we have teens who are involved in planning this. We hope teens will come, as well as adults.
So it's open to the public.
Open to the public. It will be some educational information and that kind
January of thing. January 22nd, 2 to 4 p.m., Columbia Public Library, Friends Room. All right, Nanette, Deb, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Tomorrow, Student Angel Capital Program. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute, audio Pat Akers, KBIA, Will Clegg, is our floor director, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Bye-bye.